Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, we're so happy to see you all.
Hi friends, my name is Peter and you've come to the right place today. Today's topic is food.
And our title is, Let's Get Some Fruit. Let's get some fruit. Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, we learned that Rob shops at Super Shop Supermarket. Super means great.
That's right. And today, we have a great, or should I say, super new lesson for you. So, let's get started by reading it together. Here's Peter to help.
Susie shows James a flyer for a new fruit stand. James wants to buy some bananas and a watermelon. He and Susie can visit the stand at lunchtime. Susie can buy a pineapple. She loves fresh, ripe pineapple. Linda has a lot of bananas on her desk. Someone gave them to her. But Linda doesn't like bananas. She likes papayas and guavas.
Wonderful news! There is a new fruit stand in town. Peter, what do you think of when you hear the word stand?
I think of my childhood, and I think of summer.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, when I was younger, I had a lemon stand. We would put it out in front of the house and try to sell lemonade.
Oh, and did you sell a lot?
Yeah, it was fun. We could sell it for 10 cents a cup.
Oh, that's really cheap. I bet you Christina would want some of that. Let's go to her right now. We need to learn our keywords.
Hello, 今天有一张新的水果店开张咯。James 和 Susie 想去买水果。新的水果摊就是 a new fruit stand。原来单字 stand 可以当名词摊位的意思。James 说他想要去买香蕉和西瓜。James wants to buy some bananas and a watermelon. 西瓜就是 watermelon. 这个字比较长，请你把它拆成两个字来记。前面是 water, 后面是 melon. Melon 本身就是瓜或是甜瓜的意思，这样子比较好记吧。Susie 则是想要买凤梨 pineapple. Susie wants a pineapple. 凤梨也是拆成 pine 和Apple 这两个字来记，这样子比较好记哦。Linda 说她喜欢的水果是木瓜 ,papaya。木瓜的复数只要直接在字尾加上 s 就可以了。Linda likes papayas best。除了 papaya,Linda 还喜欢芭乐或称作番石榴的 guava。Papayas and guavas are Linda's favorite fruits.
Hi, James.Did you see this? It's a flyer for a new fruit stand on 2nd Street.
Let me see that, Susie. Hey, the stand opens today.
It should sell really fresh fruit.
When it's lunchtime, let's go. I want to buy some bananas and a watermelon.
That's a great idea. I want a pineapple. I love fresh, ripe pineapple.
Susie shows James a flyer for a new fruit stand. Now, before we talk more about this, let's take a look at this photo. This is a photo of a fruit stand right in the middle of New York City. People walking by can buy hot dogs and pretzels from here.
Now, you can find food stands right on the street. You can find them in cities or even at parks.I know Christina is always looking for food stands whenever she goes out. So let's visit her now. She will tell us more about this.
今天有一家新的水果摊要开张了。The stand opens today. 这里的 stand 就是摊位的意思。对于 stand 这个字你应该很熟悉吧。我们学过 stand up, 站起来。所以 stand 是动词站立的意思，但是今天讲的 fruit stand 则是水果摊。原来 stand 也可以当名词用， 指的是摊位，所以如果是冰淇淋摊位就是 an ice cream stand， 那卖热狗的就是 a hot dog stand。 其实 stand 当名词用还可以用来泛指各式各样类似支架的东西，比如说麦克风架、相机的脚架或者是放乐谱的谱架都可以叫做 stand。
Thank you very much, Christina. So there is a new fruit stand on 2nd Street. It opens today. How exciting!
And it will sell fresh fruit. Hey, Marie, when it's lunchtime, let's go.
Oh, sorry, Peter. I already made plans.
Okay, well, hey, Rebecca, when it's lunchtime, let's go and let's visit her right now.
Friends, here is the moment that you've been waiting for. A grammar point. If you want to tell someone to do something when something happens, you can use this grammar point. The best way to learn is through some examples. When the music plays, let's dance. When it rains, let's watch a movie. Now it's up to you to go out andUse it.
Well, thank you very much, Rebecca. Let's practice together. When the sun comes out, let's jump in the pool. When you finish, let's play video games.
Well, James wants to buy some bananas and a watermelon. Peter, what is a watermelon?
Well, this is a very large fruit. It's round and the skin is hard and green.And the inside is red and sweet.
Yeah, there are also black seeds inside a watermelon. Friends, make sure not to eat those seeds.
Well, I'm sure James can buy a good one at the fruit stand. Susie wants to buy a pineapple. Marie, do you like pineapples?
I do like pineapples. Pineapples are sweet, juicy, and very delicious. Hey,Did you know that pineapples are a tropical fruit?
Yes, I did know that. When I lived in Asia, I loved eating them all the time.
Well, Susie loves fresh, ripe pineapple. Let's talk a little bit about the word ripe. Now, when something is ripe, it's ready to eat.
We can say the tomatoes are ripe, or the apples are almost ripe.
We use this word when we are talking about fruits or vegetables. Friends, make sure to eat your fruits and vegetables while they are ripe.
Well, we learned a lot of different words today. So what was your favorite fruit that we learned about so far?
So far, I think I would have to say pineapple. You know, pineapples are also good with other foods. Have you ever had pineapple pizza?
Yes, I have.You usually have pineapple with ham on a pizza.
Yes.
When I was in America, I didn't eat pineapples very much. But when I came to Asia, they taste way better. So I started eating them more.
Hey, that's great. Well, it's also good with other foods like pizza, too. All right, friends. Well, we talked a lot about fruit. And maybe you can go and get some fruit while we take a break. Friends, don't go away.We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Oh, hi, everyone. We're still talking about fruit. What do you have there, Marie?
Well, right here, I have a melon. As you can see,You can't really eat the skin. You have to cut it and eat the inside. It tastes very sweet. Hey, Peter, what do you have over there?
I have a pineapple, but it's hurting my hands. It's all spiky. It's poking me.
So the skin is hurting your hands? Oh, no. Well, Peter, I think you need to do something about it. Maybe you should go get some tissue and Band-Aids. Friends, we need to continue our lesson.Let's go to Conversation B right now.
Hey, Linda. You have a lot of bananas on your desk. I know. When I came back from lunch, they were on my desk.
Who put them there?
I don't know. But bananas aren't expensive, and that's the good thing.
Why?
Because I don't like bananas.
Oh, what fruit do you like?
Papayas and guavas are my favorite fruits.
Wow. Well, Linda sure has a lot of bananas on her desk. It looks like she had a lot, maybe about 10. That's a lot.
I know. And she didn't even buy them herself.
No, she didn't. When she came back from lunch, they were on her desk.
Hey, Peter, you just said a great sentence. And our great teacher, Christina, will teach us more about it.
Linda 说她吃完中餐回来的时候，那些香蕉就在她桌上了。When I came back from lunch, they were on my desk. 我们来学习这个介系词 from 的用法，它的意思就是从某个地方来的，从，所以后面常常放地点。比如 ,they are back from the office, 从办公室回来，或者她从超市回来 ,she is back from the supermarket. 但是今天 Linda 说的是 back from lunch,从午餐回来，所以这是英文的用法，讲的其实有吃完午餐后回来的意思。所以 from 后面不一定是接地方，你可以说 back from exercising, 做完运动回来， back from the meeting, 开完会回来， back from the movie, 看完电影回来。所以做完运动回来，或开完会回来，看完电影回来等等，只要简单的用 back from something,就可以了。
Thanks, Christina. What a nice surprise Linda got. After she came back from lunch, she found some bananas on her desk.
I wonder who put them there?
Oh, I know I didn't put them there.
Who put them there? Peter, that's today's...
calendar phrase!
Who put them there?
Who put them there?
是谁把那些放在那里的？
There are toys on the floor.
Who put them there?
There are clothes on the bed.
Who put them there?
There are dirty dishes on the table.
Who put them there?
You!
Who put them there?
Who put them there?
是谁把那些放在那里的？
So, who put the bananas on Linda's desk? I don't know. And Linda doesn't know either. But I do know that bananas aren't very expensive, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing because Linda doesn't like bananas. I guess the person who got them for herthought she liked them.
Well, what kind of fruit does she like?
Well, Linda likes papayas and guavas. Papayas are green, or they could be yellow too. And on the inside, they are orange. And they have many seeds.
Linda also likes guavas. A guava is a sweet fruit. It can be pink on the inside or maybe white on the inside. They're very tasty.
Well, both guavas and papayas are tropical fruits. You know, Peter, I'm going to have to find out who left the bananas on Linda's desk. I should tell him or her to get guavas or papayas next time, not bananas, unless it's for me.
So, Marie, what other things can you do with fruit?
Well, sometimes I make juice from fresh fruit.I'll get 3 or 4 different kinds of fruit, cut them up, and put them all in a blender.
Wow, that sounds like a good idea, and it sounds like you're making a smoothie.
That's right. And sometimes I will even add some vegetables too, like carrots or spinach.
Oh, well, that sounds really healthy. And it's important to eat fruits and vegetables at the right time. If you wait too long, well, then they will rot.
Ew, rotten vegetables? Rotten fruit? Gross. Nobody should be eating that.
Well, that means the fruit is too ripe. But sometimes when the fruit is not ripe enough, then it will taste sour. It's just not ready to eat. So I have a question for you. How do we know when it's time to eat the fruit? How do we know when it's ripe?
Well, it depends on the fruit. The fruit should be a certain color. If it's not the color it should be, don't eat it because it's probably not ready to eat.
Right. Some fruits are green, but then they change color. That's when you know it's sweet and ready to eat and it's ripe.
That's right. And right now, we're ready to review those keywords. So here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Stand. Stand. That stand sells fresh vegetables.
Watermelon. Watermelon. This watermelon is very sweet. Try some.
Pineapple. Pineapple. Do you put pineapple on your pizza?
Papaya. Papaya. Did you buy a papaya at the fruit stand?
Guava. Guava. Many people in Taiwan eat guavas. Okay, friends, make sure to keep on practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, James. Did you see this? It's a flyer for a new fruit stand on 2nd Street.
Let me see that, Susie. Hey, the stand opens today.
It should sell really fresh fruit.
When it's lunchtime, let's go. I want to buy some bananas and a watermelon.
That's a great idea. I want a pineapple. I love fresh, ripe pineapple.
Hey, Linda. You have a lot of bananas on your desk.
I know. When I came back from lunch, they were on my desk.
Who put them there?
I don't know. But bananas aren't expensive. And that's the good thing.
Why?
Because I don't like bananas.
Oh, what fruit do you like?
Papayas and guavas are my favorite fruits.
There are many different kinds of fruit. Some are very different from each other, and some are very similar to each other. Now, let's take a look at this photo. Here, we have an apple and an orange.
Yeah, as we can see, the apple is red, and the orange is, well, it's orange. Now, their skin is both different. I usually eat the skin on an apple, but I never eat the skin on an orange.
Me too. I do the same thing. Well, let's take a look at the orange, or talk about it. We can't just bite into an orange like we do an apple. We have to peel it, like some other fruits we peel. We peel bananas, and we also peel grapefruits.
Most fruits have seeds in them, too. Some fruit, such as a peach, just has one seed in the middle. Now, we have other ones like a cherry. A cherry also has a seed inside, but we call that one a pit.
That's right. And did you know in England, they don't call it a pit? They call it a stone.
Oh, a stone. Well, that's interesting. I guess it is like a small stone.
Yeah, and it's good to learn new vocabulary from other countries, too. All right, friends. Well, right now, it's time for us to join our friends. Let's watch Jungle Chit Chat together.
Look, Ginger. There's a new fruit stand in town.
That's great. I love fruit, especially bananas.
Bananas.
Does the fruit stand sell bananas?
Of course. They have all kinds of fruit.
What other fruit do they have?
Watermelons, pineapples, papayas, and guavas.
Wow! That fruit stand sells all kinds of fruit.
Yes, and I'm going to go buy some.
Yay! What kind of fruit are you going to buy?
I'll buy bananas and watermelons.
Yay! You can eat the watermelons. I'll eat the bananas.
Well, okay.
Yay!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about fruit. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Dr. Cherry. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thanks, Rob.
Now, Dr. Cherry, I have a question today from Braden Lee of Beijing, China. Can you help us answer it?
Sure. I would love to try.
Great. Braden writes, I heard an English saying today, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Can you tell me what this means?
Great question, Braden. This is a very common saying in English.
So, what does it mean, doctor? Can you explain?
This is an old English saying. Apples and other fruits are both very good for you. That means they have a lot of things in them to keep your body healthy.
So this phrase is encouraging us to eat good, healthy food.
Yes. When you eat good, healthy food, you won't get sick very often.
And if you stay healthy, then you don't need to see a doctor.
Yes. And that is good for everyone to remember. If you want to stay healthy and more strong, eat more good, natural food. Don't eat too much junk food. So friends, remember, an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
I see. Well, I'm glad you didn't stay away from us today, Dr. Cherry. Thanks for joining us. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
So someone left some bananas on Linda's desk. Peter, if you had to guess, who do you think gave those bananas to Linda?
Well, we know that Rob likes to shop, and he got some fruit recently. I think it was Rob.
No, I don't think it was Rob. I think Alex gave them to her.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe I'll ask Rob, and you can ask Alex. And if that doesn't work, we'll ask Mr. E.
Oh, yeah, Mr. E would definitely know the answer. All right, friends, we had a lot of fun. Join us next time for a great new show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.